What
I'm
happened?
sorry. Do you know how long I tried to hold that in? Because I was like, shut up, shut up, shut
Fireworks.
Yeah, it's like, welcome.
Welcome to Gamescom.
When I saw, like, oh, okay, 7 seconds, fine. This cough can go. Seriously, I was like, fuck, I can't breathe. So that's why I was explosive.
Didn't you cough before we started?
Okay, so I swallowed phlegm accidentally. That is why. Okay.
That's Gabby. She's gross.
And that's Kalai, and welcome to Creepy Conversations. Ew,
Yeah.
why did my did you hear my voice go up like ah?
No, I didn't. I got
Oh,
scared
good.
for. I thought you heard something else. I was like, what?
No. It's too early for that. We haven't even started. Oh, by the way, what are we gonna be talking about today?
The Anino.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are the shadow people.
I'm so happy that we're finally recording this. It's been weeks since I've been sleepless because of one story that I read, and also because of like what happened. D do you remember how I like realized that we should do an episode on this? I think I told you or not.
What? No,
Oh,
no.
I don't think I told you. But I
Yes.
remembered like sending a message on WhatsApp, and I was like, oh, I think like the thing that you saw was an Anino.
Oh, yeah, from the story I told in White Lady, right?
Yeah.
And now I'm freaking out
Yes.
because
Oh, by
it
the
is
way,
a huge possibility.
also, if you're new to this podcast, we talked about Gabby's story in our White Lady episode, which you
Oh
can
my
listen to in our
God.
previous episodes, wherever you listen to your podcasts. And the reason actually why I realized that it was an Anino, because one morning, is 1 a.m. morning already?
I guess.
After
Which are you guys
midnight.
saying? Yeah, witching hour.
Because I was like on my way to work, and I was almost late, so I rode a motorcycle to work. And then like 3 minutes away from work, or like 2 minutes away from work, whatever. But like I was also already near my office. And then you know that, why am I saying so much? It's still
It's the buzz from the drink. It's the buzz
yeah.
from the brandy. Now I can't say it right.
Rum, is it rum? Whatever.
No, it's
I
brandy.
think it's like the combination of vodka and.
Rum? What?
Is it rum or brandy? Brandy. Yes. So, oh, that's why I hate Emperador, because it's brandy, it's not rum. Anyway, let me go back to my
What?
story. So,
Yeah,
on my
you
way to
were 2 minutes
work,
away.
I was like 2 minutes away. And then I noticed the driver like sort of swerve over, and then
What?
yeah, like he kind of jerked, and then he swerved over, swerved over. Did I say
What
swerve?
is this? What is that? Like twerk and swerve. Swerk.
I he swerved over, and I didn't really like care, because maybe he was like he slept or something, which is normal if you're like on your way to work at almost 2 a.m. So I thought like he fell asleep, and then he woke up or whatever. And then but I heard him like say something, and you know how it is when you're riding a motorcycle, you can't really hear what the
You
driver
barely
is
hear,
saying.
yeah.
Yeah. And he kept saying something, and I was like, I can't hear you, sir. So he just like kept quiet. And then when we arrived in the office, and when I took off my helmet, and he was like, we almost, what's the word for, ran over. We almost ran over an Anino. And I was like, what? And I noticed, I remember like on the floor, I thought it was just water. And so I said like, no, that was just water. Because I was also still sleepy at the same time. I didn't want to be bothered, because I wanted to, because I was almost late. And I was like, no, that was just
Yeah.
water. And she was like, no, I saw it move. Like, I saw it like become that thing on the floor. And I didn't see anything, because I was behind him and he was in front of me. Because, yeah, he's the driver, duh. And I was looking at something else, but I did notice when we passed by that thing that it was like sort of moving. So I thought that it was water, because you know how it is when you throw water in the what in the ass? Throw water in the asphalt.
I had no idea.
I don't even know how to say the word
rated
anymore.
R. This episode is like rated R. I'm sorry, you guys.
I don't know how to say the word asphalt, right?
Yes.
The asphalt. So, yeah, you know how it is that when you throw water there and...
I thought you were going to say the word again.
Kyra, cut this part out, please.
It's like, take a shot every time she says asphalt.
Yeah, so I thought it was water. But then he said, like, no, it was a nanino because I saw it, like, as a thing before it, like, became the thing on the floor. And I was like, sure. Wow. But then I started, like, searching about it after. And yeah, I think it was a nanino.
Oh, shit. Is that why you decided, oh, let's talk about this?
Yeah, and that's the reason why, like, I couldn't sleep properly. Because when I started, like, reading the stories about it, it was like, oh, shit. It might have been a nanino. So, yeah. Now we're going to dive right into...
Wait! Because I want to talk about the Joker.
Oh, right. No. Go, go.
Have you seen it?
No, I haven't.
You should. You should. Like, I would say it's a movie for everybody. Wait, stop. That's a lie. It's not for everyone, but you don't have to be... How do you say this? You don't have... to be immersed in the DC universe or like no Batman to be able to relate to the movie. And Joaquin Phoenix was amazing.
As usual, I'm expecting him to be amazing.
Yep. That is actually really all.
I plan on like watching it.
Yeah. No, because I can't say much without spoiling. I mean, I know by the time we post this episode, the movie would have been long gone from the cinemas, but because of the fact you haven't seen it, I'm not going to say anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch it this week.
Do it, do it. My sister watched it 3 times, and she was like, do you know what? I'm so pissed at these bunch of people in the cinema, because you get so invested into the movie, and there are some scenes that are really sad and heart-wrenching. Especially because the character has this brain trauma that causes him to laugh uncontrollably.
Do we have that?
What do you mean? No, yeah. No. So yeah, it's sad because you know he's having a hard time during that fit whenever it... Like when he gets triggered, it's so sad because he's trying to stop himself, because it usually happens when he's nervous. And during that scene, these bunch of people would be laughing. And so my sister, who was being empathetic of the... It's just a movie, but still.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I am fucking judging you. You are the reason why society is like this.
Mm.
But yeah.
Well, this is why I don't like... Like, I love movies, but I don't... Like, every time I watch a movie in the cinema, it's always like, I hate everyone.
Exactly. It's like, that's not how you're supposed to react, bitch.
I mean, sure, you're entitled to, like, laugh on your own, but make sure that you're not disrupting other people, especially if it's that kind of movie.
Yeah. But we did that, though.
I'm Angels and Demons.
Yes. I don't know, that was hypocrites. So funny, though. Well... We are a bunch of bullshitters. We've already established that since day one.
We are self-righteous. And yes. We love to bullshit.
We're everything you want to be.
And we're going to start talking about the Anino.
Yes. Tell me about
the Anino.
This Anino. Yeah.
It's not... we're not going to be talking about the song by Wolfgang or Up Dharma Down. This is... what the world knows as the Shadow People.
Are they the same as the Boogeyman? Or?
I'm not sure. I didn't really look for or search about the Boogeyman, and he wasn't mentioned in any of the articles that I read. So before I start, I'm just going to quickly drop my sources. So one of the sources, of course, is Wikipedia. That's like the foundation of all researching. And then Questia.com, ScienceMag.com, Bustle.com, LiveAbout.com, PsychologyToday.com. I'm not even sure if it's all .com, but like those are the sites. And then a book called Hallucinations by Oliver Sacks. So I read a lot about this, about them. Because we were supposed to film, no, not film, we were supposed to record.
While you were here.
Yeah, while we were in Singapore, but then we didn't really have time anymore.
Yep, we didn't make time.
Because we had so much fun, yeah. So I'm going to start with Anino, because I'm pretty sure a lot of us have Please cut that out.
Okay. Woo. This was a bad idea. We told ourselves, let's get drunk for the next episode. Apparently, it's not working out the way we thought it'd be.
I can't say words.
You probably had the wrong kind of drink. Yeah.
So we're going to be experimenting in like the next couple episodes.
Mm-hmm. By the way, yeah, I'm sober. She's not. Sorry.
Sorry, guys. But yeah, the shadow people, they're supernatural, shadow-like humanoid figures. And I don't know why the word humanoid scares the fuck out of me.
Because it's not real. Because it's like human, but not really.
Yeah. And the fact that it's a shadow, it just scares me. Because there are shadows everywhere. And could you imagine like walking alone? And, you know, your shadow is something that you're familiar with, and then something comes out of it. Like, this is why I was sleepless for how many weeks?
Oh my god, Peter Pan. Mm. He had that. I don't like Peter Pan.
I like the book. I mean, the movie was fun, but yeah, whatever. So most encounters of shadow people are through your peripheral vision. So that's why I'm saying that almost everyone, I feel like, has encountered a shadow person, because it's hard to catch them through like looking at them directly. They're usually just passing by through your peripheral vision or like your side vision. Some paranormal enthusiasts believe that they are beings trying to cross to another dimension, and they say that they're drawn to humans who feel sad and or are grieving. But that's also opposite of like the written or the unwritten history of what shadow beings are. Because some people say that they're like guardian angels, but most of the stories that I've read or have encountered is that they often are reported to have quick, jerky movements and they quickly disappear into walls, into the darkness, and the mirrors.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
I've got a huge mirror right in front of my bed. Mm-hmm. Thanks.
And usual reports about them is that their nature, they're often aggressive, they're malicious and evil, and a few have encountered that they attack, the shadow people attack them. And they don't have shapes on their faces, like they don't have distinguishable features like eyes. Eyes. They don't have eyes, nose, a mouth, or ears. So they're just really, they're
really just silhouettes and shadows.
Yeah. Some even report more than one shadow person. So they're shadow people, because they're a group of like shadow people. And yeah.
I'm having goosebumps because I'm remembering the story that I said, and it's exactly that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a shape.
The thing is that they, for you, they kind of look like humans. Not for you, but like for other people.
Mm-mm.
People in general. Why am I over-explaining this thing? So they kind of look like humans, but they don't really have like the lines of how humans are. You know what I mean? There isn't really like a regular form.
Right. So
like I'm not like a shadow. You would see that a shadow has like an actual line,
mm-hmm.
but shadow people, they look like shadows that don't really have, like...
So it's, like, blurry.
Yeah, like...
No definition.
Yeah, no definition.
I was like, yes, that's what I wanted to say.
Some accounts describe them as skeletal or thin, without a few full human feature, as I said, and then... But they look like as if they're things that are trying to look like they're human, but couldn't actually get to that form.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, I'm pretty sure you're familiar with.
This is like the Slender Man.
Not really, because the Slender Man has, when you ask people about the Slender Man, they have like a proper description of what he looks like. Like he has long slender hands and legs, and he doesn't have a regular face, but he has like a form. The shadow people, in some accounts, some see him as a humanoid figure with a hat. Some just see him as like kind of like a smoky figure with a head. So like his body is kind of like smoky, but you see that mm-hmm. he has a sort of like a human like head.
This is Genie now.
Let me get to that later. Park that
what?
Thing. And you can't have direct visual contact with them. Like they visually disappear. No, they usually disappear or attack you by the time you get into, like, eye contact with them, like, into direct contact with them.
Oh my god, do you think that's why it crawled towards me? Oh god.
Yeah,
I'm having
maybe.
Goosebumps.
And so, paranormal researcher, let me say that again, paranormal researcher Heidi Hollis, after an interview with a bunch of people regarding the shadow people, particularly the shadow man, or the hat man, as she calls it in her book, they feed on the emotion of fear, and some of them may be extra dimensional creatures of another universe.
What the fuck?
Yeah. And they often appear in mythology in different parts of the world. So, like you mentioned earlier, that it kind of looks like a genie.
Mm-hmm.
I found this creature called the Jinn, which is a pre-Islamic Arabian mythological creature later adapted into Islamic mythology and theology. So it's still in their religion, who appears kind of like as a smoky, shadowy genie who crosses mm-hmm. the lines of good and evil. So they're not
what?
Really bad, but they can be. And there are jinns that are demon-like creatures.
Mm-hmm.
And then in another mythology, in the Cherokee Indian mythology, a witch called the Raven Mocker is mm-hmm. She's kind of like an Aswang, which in our previous episode, if you're not familiar with who the Aswang is, you can listen to
yeah.
Yeah, in our previous episodes. She is kind of like the Aswang. They're described like they're mostly women. They attack the sick and the dying and eat the hearts, but unlike the Aswang, they mostly appear as a shadowy like phantom. And they have shadow forms of themselves.
Right.
Yes. And
oh my
then...
god. That is freaking me out, because it's like, which kind of shadow man are you? And mm. how do I do something about this?
And it's kind of, it's crazy, because they're back in 2010, the shadow people, they're the most reported paranormal sighting. Like, a lot what? Of people had like visions of them, of mm-hmm. shadow people passing through them and shit like that. And
what
which
do you
is
think happened in 2010?
I don't know. In the US alone, there wasn't really like a specific statistic, but like there was a phenomenon on the shadow people, specifically the hat man, like the shadowy mm. creature who looked like he was wearing a hat.
Yeah.
Which is also like, I don't want to get into this, but like,
you have to.
The black men that kind of erase your, which is like a different
men in
branch
black.
Of the men in black. They're usually described like all black with like hats, and they erase your memories. It's another branch of freaky tiki. But yeah, it's just crazy. Like, it goes all the way to that shit.
Wow.
Yeah. So, paranormal experts say that these things might be, what do you say this? Oh, shit, sorry, I forgot. To know that there's a shadow man, you usually have this deep feeling of dread, and then you start feeling like someone is watching you, and then you feel like you aren't alone, and usually animals react to shadow beings with fear and hostility. Like, with dogs, they bark at the thing, but when that thing, like, approaches them, they cower. So, fear and hostility. And then they move fast and travel through solid matter. Like, there are reports of them going through their doors and their furniture. Mm-hmm. And they, unlike ghosts, because people usually say that, oh, I saw a ghost. But unlike ghosts, ghosts are, like, residuals of, like, spirits. But and they don't appear in mirrors, but unlike the shadow beings, they go into mirrors and you there are normal sightings of them being in mirrors. Like while you're doing your makeup and shit, like they see shadowy figures pass by their back.
Are we really doing this episode?
The entire time I'm talking right now, I have goosebumps all over my body.
I'm like, having goosebumps right now. That's why I was like, I thought I would be okay with this episode, but I'm questioning our decision right now. It's like, is this really happening?
This is why I was sleepless for so many nights, because every time, there are times I wake up in the middle of the night. Not really middle of the night, because I sleep early. Because, like, my body clock is weird because of my schedule. But, like, there are times I would wake up and then I'd be like, oh, shit, it's the darkness.
It's, like, time to go back to sleep. Fuck. I'm sorry, I cut you off because I just, it's too intense for me. I'm imagining stuff right now.
Exactly.
And it's like, fuck!
It's so easy to imagine things because it doesn't really have a, like, collective form. It's a shadow. So it's easy to, like, imagine things, especially in the darkness, where it usually blends into.
Great. Oh, I'm so worried because I usually wake up at dawn on the weekdays because I go to the gym before work.
Mm-hmm.
And so everything is fucking dark. And here in Singapore, it's like even 7 a.m. is still
dark.
Yeah.
That's true.
So great. Oh.
Yeah,
you can continue now.
There are reported instances of them, like, waking up to seeing a shadowy figure. And the difference with, like, with your imagination messing with you and, see, like, feeling a shadow man is that fear of dread. Usually when you're asleep, you would feel like someone is watching you and you wake up and you see the shadowy figure and then you turn on the lights. That's them, you know how you can't directly look at them?
Fuck.
That's them, like, blending into the darkness.
Sorry, I just had a very huge realization when you said you get the feeling of dread, but yeah, I'll leave that up to our story time because it is a personal experience and I think it's quite relevant. Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
Speaking of personal experiences, if you guys have personal experiences with shadow people or aninos, don't be hesitant to share it with us.
Yes.
You can email it to us at creepyconvos@gmail.com or just message us on any of our socials, which is like a Creepy Conversations or Creepy Convos.
Yes.
Yes.
Enough with a commercial break.
Okay. So paranormal experts say that they might be manifest thought forms, or also known as, in the occult world, they're known as egregores or tulpas, which are collections of negative psychic energy from areas either a trauma incident happened, or where evil or malicious people frequent, or have been, or where, you know how in the ancient times where they were still... witches were still very common, and how they do rituals and try to bring in negative energy or try to bring in something sinister for, like, evil purpose. That area could still be that case, or the area, and the energy lingered. Mm-hmm. And another thing, while I was searching about it, I'm following this account on Instagram I don't think I can say the name of the Instagram account. I'll share it to you secretly. But because her account is private, so I don't think I can share it. But yeah, I'll share it to Gabby alone. So she mentioned that there are shadow beings, or there are times that negative energies kind of form into shadow beings, or there are times that demons from either hell or the underworld, if you don't believe in hell, demons from other dimensions try to enter our dimension. Mm-hmm. And when they can't really fully manifest into their forms, they just become the shadowy figures. Yeah, that's why there are also cases where people have been saved by shadowy figures. Like, they act like they're guardian angels because they might be angels or like good beings trying mm-hmm. to enter our dimension, but couldn't fully manifest into their actual yep. form. So that's it. And there are scientific explanations for shadowy figures because, like, as I mentioned, back in 2010, there was like a phenomenon in the US. So scientists started to look into the phenomena, whether are people really going crazy, or is there an actual, like, shadow beings trying to cross dimensions, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So there's this thing called hypogogia, which is, I'm not sure if that's the pronunciation. I didn't really look it up. But it's kind of like how you are when you're lucid dreaming. Like, you're still half asleep, but you are already into the state of semi-consciousness.
Yes.
So that's one case where your brain starts creating scenarios or creating creatures,
mm-hmm.
even though, like, your body can't move yet, or your body is still asleep, but your mind is already awake.
Wait, another you know thing, what?
Yeah?
I just had a thought of Salvador Dali.
Mm-hmm.
He wakes himself up in the middle of sleep, like, when he is in that state. And then mm-hmm. he paints, because that's when he starts to see all the crazy shit.
Oh.
Just a fun fact. Yes. Yeah. And he was close friends with Sigmund Freud because of that.
Nice. There's also cases when you're taking Benadryl and the certain other drug, which I forgot to write down, the certain other drug that can cause the same thing as kind of lucid dreaming, because Benadryl can make you sleepy. Mm. So your body is still really tired, but your mind is already awake. And then another scientific explanation for that is erratic electromagnetic field behavior, which can interfere with electrical impulses to the human mind. So, like, the impulses that your brain, the synapses that your brain sends to each other. So that happens when I'm like talking about, like, I've known this shit for years.
Yes. I like it.
Like, actual scientific explanation for it, yeah.
Something logical, so it's less scary,
mm-hmm.
but still.
So that usually happens when you're, like, in old buildings, where, you know, the wirings haven't been really updated.
Mm-hmm.
Power plants. When you live near power plants, or in some cases, like, in countries outside of the Philippines, you know how their electric wires are underground?
Yep.
So if there's, like, something going on there, that can also affect our electrical impulses with our brain. So that causes us to see figures.
Mm-hmm.
Like, kind of amoeba-like figures, which
yeah.
kind of looks like smoky, shadowy figures as well.
Amino.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
It makes so much sense, because we usually feel weird stuff in run-down places and mm-hmm. be like, oh, this place is haunted or whatever. But it makes sense.
Yeah. It's just really bad electrical wiring. Or, you know, it still could be
something from another dimension.
Yeah. Or bad wiring. You'll never know. But how to fight an Anino or a shadow being or shadow yes. person is, they can be, according to Heidi Hollis, you just have to think of positive thoughts, because they feed on your emotions. So if you feel sad, or if you feel scared, because they feed mm-hmm. on fear very much. So you have to try to think of a of your happy place in order to fight that feeling.
That is
of
so...
them being there. And that is the Anino, or the shadow people.
Oh my god, you had to learn your ridiculous.
Yeah, so that, it's like, that is...
That is excuse me,
that is Harry Potter thing.
Reference, yes.
Yeah.
I was gonna share the story of my colleague. He's a close friend, and he experiences a lot of these things because he has sleep paralysis.
Mm-hmm.
And it is up to a point where he sometimes is just scared to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
But after you describe what you're like, how it is when you encounter these entities or whatever, I can now confirm to you that the thing in my room is an Anino.
The creature that we talked about in Aslong.
No. In White Lady.
White Lady.
Yeah. White Lady, Black Lady in our previous episode. I thought it was that. But then after what you mentioned, because I never do my research, you do the assignment as usual. And yeah, so now I realize it's like, right, this thing is the shadow person. Because during that stage of my life, mm-hmm. if you would say, I don't know if you recall, but that was the time wherein I went to see a psychiatrist.
Yeah.
Because I just wasn't feeling okay. And wow. So before, there were days when I was about to go to sleep, and not even in my room yet. I was still in our living room, and you know when you decide to be like, okay, let's call this a day, I'm gonna go to bed now.
Mm-hmm.
I would just suddenly feel nervous for no mm-hmm. reason. I could be as happy or as excited before, and then when the thought of me going to bed comes in, I suddenly feel nervous. And I had this urge to lock all our doors because I feel like something from outside would get in.
Shit.
And then, so, well, obviously, I'm just like, I don't know what this is. This could be the same thing my mom experiences when she has a panic attack. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's something wrong with me. Whatever. I go up to my room, and then I try to sleep. And in my sleep, I'm not having the best time.
Mm-hmm.
It's always so eerie. It feels dark. Sometimes I can't even breathe.
Mm-hmm.
And it oftentimes gets to a point that even I'm dreaming of me being hunted down or me trying to kill something.
Mm-hmm. Shit.
And these were also the days wherein I would see figures in my room.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how when you're texting in bed, when the lights are off and the only light source you have is from your phone?
Yeah.
I would see someone standing right above me, looking down on me.
Oh my god, stop.
Yeah. But the figure is not distinct. It's just a shadow. It's just a black silhouette.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even tell. I just feel like it's human because the shape is human, but there's no distinct whatsoever. And then I just try to, okay, I'm done. I'm gonna go to bed now.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, now that I think about it, it's probably that. It's probably that.
It could be. Because you mentioned that you don't see or feel the beings anymore. What year was that?
2013? 2012?
Oh, I thought it was 2010. I was oh no. My god, it's a connection.
No, wait, no, you're right. It's 2010.
Oh my god.
Because 2013 is when we graduated college. We were still in college when that happened. Yes, it's 2010 or 2011, somewhere there.
So I feel like that was, you remember what I said earlier, there were people who kept on reporting, it was, that year was the year where people had a lot of cases of seeing
god.
Shadow people. Maybe, right. The shadow people were, passing through your house and then, felt your fear or something.
But then how? Oh, my God. Oh my fucking god.
Because you, that's creeping you mentioned me that you out. Don't feel them anymore, right?
Yeah, I don't.
Or it.
But then I thought that's like feng shui.
Mm-hmm.
Do you even say that way, feng shui?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because when my mom started to rearrange my room, it's like they stopped. And then when she... No, sorry. I rearranged the room and then it stopped. And then when my mom tried to put it back to how it was before, I still feel the same energy, the negative energy. So then I had to redo the whole thing.
Oh my god, your house needs heavy cleansing. You need to buy a ton of sage.
Do you think there's like a gateway dimension whatsoever in our
house?
Yeah,
your house could be like a, what's the term for that? A leeway or like, what's the... something line. Ley line. A ley line.
How do you even know?
I'm not sure.
It's like, what? Wait. Let me see the ley lines here. Ayers Rock. It doesn't even hit Philippines.
Oh, boring. That's...
It's like, yeah.
Really? But like, I feel like the Philippines... We have ley lines here because a lot of shit happens here. A lot of negative shit.
But then, well, I don't know.
But it could be like, you know how like our country was like colonized multiple times? It could be like the residual energies that were left by those malicious people, like the soldiers before that abused the people. Or, like, the traumatic incident that happened before in that place. Like, you would never know.
Yeah, we can't tell. But the thing is, they're everywhere. I found this other story.
Tell us.
I'm not sure where it happened, but I found it in Thought Catalog, and it's quite short. It is by Semper Fidelis 7 from Reddit, but when I clicked it, his or her account is no longer there, but doesn't matter. That's the source.
Mm-hmm.
So let me read what this person wrote. I was around 4 to 5 years old. I have a great memory, and it's kind of creepy that to some, because I have a photographic memory.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the house I lived in, my brother and I swore to be haunted. The basement was the worst. Picture this. You walk down a set of stairs. You look to your right. It's a rumpus room. Ahead of you is a doorway to the laundry room. And the left of you is a hallway. And at the end of the hallway is two rooms on your left and right. My older brother stayed in the room on the left, and his friends would not sleep over because of a shadowy figure in his closet always staring at them, or so he claims. The room on the right is where my uncle stayed in. Now, this is where it gets fucked up. My older brother was babysitting my twin brother and I, and we all played hide and seek. My twin and I went hiding while my older brother seeked. I ran into my uncle's room on the right and into his closet. I sat down on the floor and felt a hand on my shoulder.
Holy shit.
At that time, I thought it was my twin brother. I remember asking, "Are you hiding here too?" To which there was no reply. 5 minutes passed and I felt cold. So I left the closet thinking my brother was following me. I went up the stairs to the living room and both my brothers were sitting on the couch asking where I hid. They couldn't believe where I told them because they think that the basement is generally creepy. Fast forward to a few nights, my older brother was babysitting again. It was just that my twin brother went grocery shopping with my mother and my uncle at around 7 p.m. We were roughhousing and wrestling in his room, and we acted like we wrestled outside of the ring and into my uncle's room, which we considered a backstage. Mid-wrestle, the closet door swung open, and it was like a blast of wind.
My brother and I stopped wrestling, and there was a tall, dark, shadow man walking out of the closet, and my brother just ran out of the room, leaving me behind.
Shit.
And so the shadow figure walks towards me and stops in front of me. I proceeded to run out of the room and down the hallway up the stairs. And by then, my uncle, mother, and twin brother was home, and I started crying. The rent was higher, we moved, and that was that. And a few years ago, I got around to asking my uncle if his room was creepy, and he told me yes. His closet would open on its own in the middle of the night. He told me that a shadow man would sometimes walk out of his closet and would sometimes stand on the foot of his bed.
Oh my god.
He told me that the shadow figure wasn't evil and that he had a comforting presence, so he didn't complain much. I don't know how that's comforting when you're just standing there at the foot of the bed, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the shadow figure only came around once every few weeks. And my uncle told me that the house grim story and the real reason we moved was that my uncle's closet had a cubby hole, which led underneath the house. And it conjoined my brother and uncle's closet together, which made one long closet. So it was kind of like a tunnel. And in the 70s, a man was murdered in that house, and his body was found in the cubby hole.
Shit.
And they think that he is probably the reason why there is a shadow man. The end. I hate this episode. I swear to God, I'm like...
Why are we doing this?
I want to cry.
What, are we doing this ourselves?
Exactly.
That's what I kept asking, like, for the past few weeks. Like, are we going to be doing this? Like, what we're doing, is this still right? Like,
exactly. And no one's forcing us. It's our choice.
Doing it on our own. Every
but
this time,
sounds I'm familiar.
Like, yeah.
Sorry. Like, every time you're what?
No, every time I wake up in the middle of the night and, like, you know how our imagination kind of runs
that.
Through and you're like, when you're half asleep.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just like, why? Why do we? What did I decide? Like, what did I try to convince you to do this?
You know, I have this thing when I wake up in the night, in the middle of the night, and then I need to go to the toilet, I don't wear my glasses. Because then if I start to see stuff, I could just tell myself, that's because you can't see shit. You're blind and your eyes are just playing tricks on you. So then I'm less scared. So I'm basically lying to myself.
Oh, sorry. I forgot about this. I just remembered because you said, because your eyes are broken. Mm-hmm. So another scientific explanation for that is actually... You know how when your eyes are broken, what's the correct term for it? You know how when you can't see
like
properly.
Visually impaired?
Yeah, when you can't see properly, like, the lines aren't defined, so they kind of, like, blend in together. So if you're visually impaired, there's a huge chance for you to start seeing shadow people because of, like, this figure and this figure, their lines are blended together, and it creates, like, sort of that thing. But also
thing.
I'm scared of like not wearing glasses ever because of that, because I might see something.
We can't win with them, god damn it,
because they have no definition, like
exactly.
Even their form isn't properly defined, like how much more like of their natural nature.
God. But you know what? I'm gonna segue to a different topic-ish because I'm freaked out, and also because the story about someone being murdered in a house reminded me of the murder story in the previous episode.
Right.
In Kukuks.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it reminded me of when you asked Pano about it, and then she was like, yeah, sometimes people feel like someone's grabbing their legs. Why am I doing this? While they pee. This is still not helping. God, I'm sorry.
You were like, oh, let's segue to something worse.
I thought I was doing ourselves a favor. My God. Oh, God. Do you think there are, like, shadow people in that place?
Probably, because there was, like, a traumatic thing that happened there.
Multiple times.
And as Banut said, and according to, like, the owner at that time, that there was, like, something that kept messing with their employees.
We should really visit that house, like, talk to the barangay. Like, who do we even talk to for those things? It's a private property.
Yeah. I feel like the barangay hall would be, like, a good place to start so they can tell us what to do next.
They're going to say, you can't steal shit from there, by the way.
We're not going to steal shit. Like, we don't even want to bring shit out of there.
Exactly. Because they might be haunted. Ugh. Yeah, don't touch stuff.
Mm-hmm.
When you go to haunted places, don't touch stuff.
That's true. Because you never know what kind of energy is left there. And you don't want to absorb bad energy.
What you do want to do is subscribe to us on iTunes and Spotify. And follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and soon Instagram.
Yeah, exactly. And if ever you love going to haunted places or haunted houses and you accidentally touch stuff, just listen to us. Because... You know how Heidi Hollis said that you can fight the shadow people through good vibes? I mean, we're like the best vibes ever.
Ever.
Ever. Just listen to us and share it to your friends.
Exactly.
Because you might have friends that love. Yes.
Share it to us so we can share it to the rest of the world.
Yes. Be sharing because... God will love you.
We're there now.
No. Because we will love you, which is like way better than God loving you. And sharing is caring. I'm just kidding.
I can't believe you just said that. Okay. Okay.
Oh my God.
Thanks for creeping, you fucking creeper.
And remember, the shadow people are always watching you. Bye.